Chapter 8. The Simile of the Tortoise. Bhikkhus. In the past, a tortoise was searching for food along the bank of a river one evening. On that same evening, a jackal was also searching for food along the bank of that same river. When the tortoise saw the jackal in the distance, searching for food, it drew its limbs and neck inside its shell and passed the time keeping still and silent. The jackal had also seen the tortoise in the distance searching for food. So he approached and waited close by, thinking, "When this tortoise extends one or another of its limbs or its neck, I will grab it right on the spot, pull it out and eat it." But because the tortoise did not extend any of its limbs or its neck, the jackal, failing to gain access to it, lost interest in it and departed. So too, bhikkhus, Mara, the evil one, is constantly and continually waiting close by you, thinking, "Perhaps I will gain access to him through the eye, or through the ear, or through the nose, or through the tongue, or through the body, or through the mind." Therefore, bhikkhus, dwell guarding the doors of the sense faculties. Having seen a form with the eye, do not grasp its signs and features, since if you leave the eye faculty unguarded, evil, unwholesome states of covetousness and displeasure might invade you. Practice the way of its restraint. Guard the eye faculty. Undertake the restraint of the eye faculty. Having heard a sound with the ear, do not grasp its signs and features, since if you leave the ear faculty unguarded, evil, unwholesome states of covetousness and displeasure might invade you. Practice the way of its restraint. Guard the ear faculty. Undertake the restraint of the ear faculty. Having smelt an odour with the nose, do not grasp its signs and features, since if you leave the nose faculty unguarded, evil, unwholesome states of covetousness and displeasure might invade you. Practice the way of its restraint. Guard the nose faculty. Undertake the restraint of the nose faculty. Having savoured a taste with the tongue, do not grasp its signs and features, since if you leave the tongue faculty unguarded, evil, unwholesome states of covetousness and displeasure might invade you. Practice the way of its restraint. Guard the tongue faculty. Undertake the restraint of the tongue faculty. Having felt a tactile object with the body, do not grasp its signs and features, since if you leave the body faculty unguarded, evil, unwholesome states of covetousness and displeasure might invade you. Practice the way of its restraint. Guard the body faculty. Undertake the restraint of the body faculty. Having cognized a mental phenomenon with the mind, do not grasp its signs and features, since if you leave the mind faculty unguarded, evil, unwholesome states of covetousness and displeasure might invade you. Practice the way of its restraint. Guard the mind faculty. Undertake the restraint of the mind faculty. When, bhikkhus, you dwell guarding the doors of the sense faculties, Mara, the evil one, failing to gain access to you, will lose interest in you and depart, just as the jackal departed from the tortoise. Drawing in the mind's thoughts, as a tortoise draws its limbs into its shell, independent, not harassing others, fully quenched, a bhikkhu would not blame anyone.